This is Channel 1 on New Tapes. This is Channel 1 on the other side of Mr. Bessie's tapes. This is Channel 1 on the other side of Mr. Bessie's tapes. This is the last Saturday in June 29th, 1968. This is tape for the last Saturday in June 29th, 1968. This is for Miss Hattie. Hattie is Carrie's sister. Now, Miss Bessie's up here now. She came to talk, give us some information about Miss Liza's funeral. And she said Miss Hattie would know more about the obituary, the things that Liza had done, than anybody else. She just has a memory for those things. Now, we're going to ask her to come up and listen to the little tape that I made of Miss Liza's. It was just half finished. And then let her put in some things that occurs to her after that, and she can do it on this particular tape. Now, that's Carrie's sister, Hattie. And where does she live, Bessie? Oh, she lives up in Georgia. She's been down here for some little time. Well, if she had started talking, you wouldn't be able to play it.
No.
You'd have to sort of take part. Now, she doesn't put it all in, Miss Hattie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she married, and then she went back and lived with her folks.
Mm-hmm.
At Jessup.
That's right.
And now that's lost out from there.
From Jessup.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And she left there and went to West Palm Beach. And let's see, did she marry there?
She said she met
Mitt
down there.
In West Palm Beach. Yeah. She did. That's right, because we all were working down there.
Who was it down there working then? I'm just showing the ball to you.
Who was working? Well, Liza, she was working, and of course I was working too.
And you all was all together down there?
Uh-huh. We didn't live together, mm-hmm. but we worked very close together in the same block.
Mm-hmm. Now, who all was down there?
Other relatives, uh-huh. you mean? Well, Carrie, Kemp.
Oh.
And myself, and Anna wasn't there at the time.
Uh-huh.
Carrie and myself. Of course, Mitt's relatives, I don't know them all. I know them when I see them. That's Laura. What's her name, Laura Washington?
Yeah, Laura
uh-huh,
Washington.
That was a sister-in-law.
Yes.
And, of course, Nell and them, they were what, cousin? Niece. By marriage.
Mm-hmm. So she is there with your family and then Mitt's family.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a good neighborhood out here.
Yes. Because we didn't live together, but we was close together. You know. Yeah.
How long would you say she's down there?
Lord, Mr. Miles. She's been living here 40 years. That's what she told me since I've been here.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I would make season and go north with my people.
Uh-huh.
And then I would go home for about a month to rest. And then I'd go on up New York. And I left her in West Palm Beach.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't even there when she married. I think she married later when I came back to Mitt Washington.
Uh-huh. But she's there a good long while.
Uh-huh. I can't recall how long we were there, you know, because I was just in and out. I made season, you know. In the summer, we'd go upstate. And her relative, her father, was Kate Allen, Cato Allen.
Cato.
Her mother, Susan Allen.
Oh, that's her family name, Allen.
Uh-huh.
Well, I didn't even know her family name.
Yeah, Liza Allen, Washington.
Yeah.
Because we'll forget about them. When she lived in Savannah, you know, just talking about this last husband.
Mid didn't live too long, did he?
No, he was sick quite a while, but he didn't live too long. So after Liza's eyes began to get bad, and Carrie, my sister, she came here to help her from West Palm Beach to help Liza with Mitt, and she stayed here until he passed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Way back there?
Yeah. Carrie had been here about 11 years, I think.
Yeah, about 11.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. But what church, see, this is my second trip here,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know when she joined the church here. If she told me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she said.
But we are the cousins.
He got it on her.
Oh, yeah. The first cousin, Carrie Kemp, Hattie Higgs.
Mm-hmm. She said that she lost his, mm-hmm. he farmed there.
He did? I don't know.
Yeah. I just presume he did.
Yes, I guess. Of course, she said they used to raise peanuts and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know much about life here, you know. But Jessup, that's her home. I don't know when she joined the church or what. He would go back and forth to see her. We weren't too far. Flagstaff, Georgia was carried my home. And Jessup wasn't about 39 miles, I think. And when we were small, we would go and live with them a while and then come back home.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she knew when I was born. So that's as far as I can go, I think, Mr. Miles, if there's anything else that I... But since she moved here, this is just my second trip here.
Mm-hmm.
I have never been in her church, but I meant to go to church with her Sunday. Last Sunday was a pastoral day, but you see what happened.
Oh.
I never been in her church, but we passed it, and she said that was her church. And I think her request was to be buried here. Because she left Jessup so long, you know, and... all the people.
Now, your headquarters now is still West Palm Beach.
Blackshear, Georgia.
Oh, Blackshear, you told me that.
Yeah, I retired since my health was bad.
I guess things have changed up there since you was up there.
I guess so. I haven't been there in years now, but I think all the older folks are dead. Two sons, Pete Allen and John Allen. Everyone's her brothers. She didn't have but three children, Liza, Pete Allen, and John Allen.
Uh-huh.
And so they deceased years and years ago. And we are the only near kin, Carrie and I.
What happened to the boys?
They died. I don't know what one... The one in Boston, I don't know what was wrong with them. But
you mean they went way off? They didn't
uh-huh.
stay in there.
Uh-huh. I think Pete died in Jessup, but John, he died in Boston, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Boston, Massachusetts, that's where he lives alone.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't stay a timberman all his life.
Kate, no, I don't. Well, practically all his life. But I think she got around pretty good to be 93 years old. Oh, she says she didn't hurt nowhere. But Saturday, when she come in, she said, Hattie, have you ever had fluttering of the heart? I said, not as I know of. I said, one thing, Liza, you walk too fast. And she said, oh, I don't mind it. And so when she came back, from your house. She didn't look right to me. Looked like she had a funny look or something. She didn't have very much to say, as much as we talk. but I didn't think death was that near.
You were there when she came down that back from Miss Bessie's.
Yes, back, I think. Mm-hmm. And so she sit there, so I said, did you eat any of the corn? She said, no, I didn't eat any corn. And she came back on the porch, and she said, I feel so funny in here. But she never did complain, but that night, midnight, I woke up, she's sitting on the side of the bed. She said, how did I have gas so bad? And we give her everything that we could, that was, could think of. And I
I'm not. Can't screw you yet. First off, Bob, go put your salty outside. Now you get with her. You know, you get out. You know, get in there from your mom. When I see that lamb stand, look, girl, say, my right leg and skies, you know, I it was. So, yeah, but that, yeah, it's just a beautiful.